Texas has never had a strategic plan on child abuse and early prevention. Never. Until now. And at a time when Child Protective Services has taken a whole lot of heat for some high-profile tragedies, it may surprise you to learn that this overhaul is happening without much fanfare. The biggest change in this new 5-year plan is a shift away from investigation efforts, the CPS worker who comes knocking on the door asking questions and does the follow-up, to a new public health approach aimed at strengthening families and reducing the number of serious injuries and fatalities. And it puts a heavy emphasis on the staggering cost of child abuse and the need to be smarter about resources. The man behind the numbers is Waco-based Dr. Ray Perryman, CEO of the Perryman Group. Welcome to The Standard.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Texas, as most folks know, is under a court order to redesign CPS. And in a new report, you say that for every dollar the state puts into foster care redesign, it would see a return of, if I understand it, $3.44. That's pretty specific. How'd you come up with a way to quantify those sorts of economic benefits?
Well, we've been building models of the state of Texas that have been widely used for over 30 years now, and one of them allows us to do these kinds of measures, and basically it's an economic impact system. And there have been a lot of studies out there of other foster care reforms, things like trying to keep the kids in the same geographic area so they don't have to change schools, trying to keep siblings together so they're not separated. And we've seen the results of those, so we can say, what if we achieve those results in Texas? And we can then run that through this economic system and say, what does that mean in terms of overtime, reduced health care costs for the state, reduced incarceration costs for the state, reduced education costs for the state?
One of the things that you point out is that CPS is currently administered from a central location in Austin, and that's created a number of challenges which have gotten expensive. What's a smarter way to do that from an economic standpoint?
The ideal thing to do, from what we can tell, is to decentralize it. The idea being to interact more carefully with the local caregivers and providers and to help the local families be able to not only be better foster parents, but the underlying parents themselves to get back on their feet, be in a situation where the foster care does not last as long as it might otherwise. David, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize right now, if you had a situation where two children that were siblings needed to be in foster care for a period of time, the way the system works right now, it would simply be the next two slots that are available in Texas that those children would go to. You might have one of them go to El Paso and one of them go to Brownsville. There's just a lot of change that's forced on them, and that has long-term mental health consequences and long-term consequences in terms of school performance and how they end up in life. In addition to the humanitarian reasons, I mean, we should want to do these kinds of things just because it's the right thing to do. But I know sometimes in state government, we're sort of forced to deal with the financial aspect of it, but it really pays off, as our study showed, significantly if you go forward with these things.
But I'm wondering how we square the circle here at a time when, you know, of course, House Speaker Joe Strauss says he wants to make this, you know, one of the top agenda items in the next session. But at the same time, you have the controller saying that we're facing a possibility, very real possibility, of a budget shortfall. And if anything, we need to do belt tightening. How do you go about restructuring a system at a time when revenues are off so sharply? How do you fix this?
I think it comes down to one of those situations where you have to assign priorities, and this should be a higher priority. And the speaker's indicated, at least in the House, that he plans to make it a higher priority. In the long term, they save a lot of money, as we've pointed out, $3 for every dollar. If that was an immediate return, it would be a no-brainer. But obviously, it takes longer than 2 years to see some of these effects, because some of these effects come because they're not incarcerated 10 years later, or they're not on some kind of public support 10 years later. But from a fiscal situation, if you just take a little bit longer lens to it, it makes a lot of sense.
The new study is called Our Community, Our Kids. It was compiled by Dr. Ray Perryman, who leads the Perryman Group in Waco, Texas. Dr. Perryman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.